Bible Call program.
This is taken in the end of the 1968. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, we are now deceiving. So we will have, that's what the Bible says. Solomon said, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the vine is a reward. Then he said, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are deceiving. Now, in history, back in the days of King Solomon, when he wrote this whole thing about children, people knew very well how a bow and arrow worked. In fact, the bow was not only a main means of warfare, but it was also used for hunting animals and birds to feed. Today, it's still a favorite weapon for a lot of people who are sports enthusiasts. Remember as a child, making a bow from a sheepskin and a piece of tent, and an arrow from a stake foot? You know, if we only know just a little bit about the workings of a bow and arrow, we can appreciate what Solomon means and details. Children are as arrows in the hands of a warrior, in the hands of a bowman. You see, a bowman takes a lot of pride in his bowmanship, just as a parent would take pride in his children. The bowman and the parent are a common goal, and they want their arrow to fly straight and true to the mark. A wise parent has goals for his children. He has certain standards to train his children to reach. But before a bowman can be a good warrior, he must know what it takes to hit his target, the parent. If that parent is going to be a good one, must also know exactly what it takes in the training of his children to achieve certain valuable goals. For example, just like the archer, if a parent wants his children to hit a correct target in life, he must, by all means, be sure that he's pointing those children in the right direction. You know, a hunter can't expect to point his arrow foul when his target lies to the north. Neither can a parent. There are too many parents who point their children in the wrong direction in life, and then they often wonder why their children didn't go straight. They won't. Arrows go to their target, and so do the children. In the Bible, there are many examples of parents who pointed their children in the right direction, and there are examples of some who didn't. One of the finest is where the woman Hannah begged God for a son, and she made a vow saying, "If thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant, and remember me, and not forget thy maidservant, but will give thy maidservant a son." Then she said, "I will then give him to the Lord all the days of his life." Oh, wow. I'm convinced there's nothing we need more in this world than parents who echo the prayer of Hannah, who will give their children to God, who will dedicate them to Him. There are far too many parents who don't mind their sons serving the God of science, the God of business, the God of computers, or a thousand other gods, but who don't encourage their sons to dedicate their lives to the God, the one who made us. They're pointing their arrows in the wrong direction. And then when their children grow up to be selfish and egotistical and money-hungry, when the parents wonder why their children didn't go straight. Oh, but listen, they did go straight. Straight to the mark where they were pointed. I'm Larry West at World Radio.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.